Connacht through to the last four of the Ulster club after what can only be described as a really dramatic game. What was that game like to play in out there?
It was the sort of thing we didn't expect any less. Sort of game we haven't had in a while, a game that went right to the wire. It's the sort of game that shows you what you're really made of. Test of character. Eric will push us right to the end there. It was a bit hurting your mouth stuff towards the end, but finally the boys dug deep and we got over the line. That's all that really mattered. Yeah.
You got the early goal and Eric seemed quite nervous, but maybe by half time you were probably relieved to be going in with the margin as it was.
Yeah, I think towards the last 5 minutes of the first half we were sort of crying out for the whistle, to be honest. We get into half time. For me, the two goals in the first half sort of kept us in touching distance. But we sat down second half or half time and we felt our plan, we hadn't really got our plan into action yet. Thought it was sort of end to end, playing it more in Eric's terms, whereas we wanted to play it at our own speed, you know. Bit of a breeze in the second half, I suppose, helps. And then we put big emphasis in really pressing the kick out in the second half. We thought it would give us a good platform to get our way back into the game.
Like, I think the first attack in the second half, Danny won it, and Conor Comrie had a wide, and I think he's won the next four Eirgal kickouts.
Yep, well, something we definitely was mentioned at half time against that strong breeze. Getting top gives us a good platform, as you said. I think we tagged on them first few points of the second half, and that gave us a good platform to kick on then.
The Canavan trio had won five by half time. Was there a big emphasis on trying to limit them? Was there a balance between trying to do that and going your own way as well? Was there a concern there?
Aye, of course. I suppose every team you go up against, there's going to be dangerous for us. None better than the three Canavans, as they showed there today. But there was, initially, we were trying to get our double ups and stuff, because there's not many who go one-to-one with them two boys in the country. So we did try to stick to our own plan, but obviously, at the other end of the field, we were very much keeping tight eyes on them two boys.
Ethan's goal here was a biggie.
Ah, definitely. That was sort of the one that gave us that real belief in the second half. We had a few chances, you said. I think the first kick out maybe went wide. We weren't really taking our chances, but that one, I think I laid it off to him. He went on, he took it well. So definitely it was a big moment in the game.
I make it that you were level twice and then went 2 points up twice. Stevie put his three up. I think it might have been Conor Kerville got the fourth, I can't remember, but
yeah,
4 points was a big margin in a game like that.
I suppose that's the one you're looking for, a two-score game. But as I said, Gergel took us right to the wire there. I think Petey Hart won off the crossbar near the end. So there was no such thing as a safe lead in the game like that there. Thankfully, we got over the line anyway.
And just before we came on air, you weren't aware that Carrigan came through. But yeah, Going into the Carrigan game, how valuable was the intensity of that game there today for you?
As I says, it's one of them games, I think it's a while since we've had one that's tight, that went right to the final whistle. And hopefully that'll stand us in good stead for going into the last four against Carrigan. I don't know much about them now, but I'm sure we'll cover now in the next few days. And they're no bad team either. They've won a lot of interim titles, and so we'll sit down and plan for them next week.